The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First talk back of the day, shall we just jump right in?
Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Sadie said from Wanna Creek. OMG, you guys. If you guys want to laugh from beginning to end, go see Naked Gun. That movie, oh my God. That movie was so hilarious. You guys, I mean, it's slapstick. It's absolutely as ridiculous as you can get if you remember the Naked Gun movies. I recommend to go see that movie. Okay, have a happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I didn't see the original one.
there's more than one.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
The original Naked Guns were like some of the original just like slapstick hysterical comedy movies. Leslie Nielsen was the lead, and he was so good at just like this deadpan delivery of the joke. I don't know. I've heard really good things about this new one, and the reviews are good. I want to go see it.
I've heard a lot of good things too.
Looks hilarious.
Also, never in my life heard slapstick.
Never heard the term slapstick comedy?
Seriously?
Not.
Until just now? Now when we said it?
Unless I heard it before and just never paid attention, but it's...
I'm sure you've heard it at some point in your 30-year-old life.
I hope so. I was like, what?
It just, I guess, never stood out.
That's the style. That's the, you know, it's a style of comedy.
Yeah. Okay.
One could say that Happy Gilmore too, slapstick comedy.
Yeah, I would say
there's
so.
A lot of slapstick.
And we are going to talk about the weekend box office and how much money The Naked Gun made next. But oh my God, is it just me or like was everyone at the Morgan Wallen concert over the weekend?
Everyone.
So much FOMO.
Like, everyone. There. I know people I don't even know.
I know.
You just go on Instagram and like everyone is there.
And some people went both nights, and I'm like, you have enough money to pay for two tickets, like back to back nights? What? But did you guys also see the videos of like all the people that either were getting dragged out of the concert or like
Why?
Were passed out at the concert from drinking too much? I saw this one video and it was like two friends carrying another one of their friends who was really, really drunk. Mind you, it was broad daylight, so I don't even think they made it to the concert.
Probably not.
Oh, that sucks. So they left her in the parking lot and then went in.
Stop!
That's what you're supposed to do.
Wait, what do you do? What do you do?
No.
That's on you, bro. You drank too much. Sorry, sleep it off in the car. I'm going to the concert.
You don't leave them in the
car. Maybe it's different for guys. I can see guys doing that to each other. But like, if it's like one of the girls, like if you miss the concert, like it sucks, but you have to stay with your friends.
You're standing in sisterhood solidarity and missing the concert. Do you see that thing? Everybody was at the concert.
I know that.
He walked out with Barry Bonds and Steve Young and George Kittle. And, I mean... Yeah. E-40 was in the crowd. I saw E-40 post date night, and it's him and his lady, like, there in the front row at the Morgan Wallen concert. You had to be at the Morgan Wallen concert.
I know.
Unless you're able to, like, get her home safe and still have enough time to make it back to the concert.
Why can't she sleep it off in the car, crack the windows, lock the doors?
No, that's dangerous. No. Yeah.
What's dangerous about that?
I don't know. What if she wakes up in a panic, she doesn't know where she is, and she wanders off and gets lost or something?
Or throws up, and she's not, like... Sideways.
Yeah.
So stick them on their side. You put her on her side, buckle her into a seatbelt so she can't move off her side. No. She'll be fine. Leave her a bottle of water. You go to the show.
I could never do that.
Yeah, me either. One time I did stay in the car with one of my friends and didn't go into the club.
Wow.
Because they were like too drunk.
Wow. That's what brutal. A good friend.
That's what you have to do.
You're a good friend, but they've just ruined your time. And those tickets,
yeah,
I'm sure,
are
not cheap. Although the boss offered me a pair of tickets for Friday night.
What?
I really should have gone.
Wait. Dang it. Now I'm salty. He didn't offer me or Selena a pair of tickets.
What? He knows I like country music.
Graham's
like I'm
a
fan.
Country fan.
Come on.
I'm
he comes to
that.
You guys with the tickets
Rude.
For Ray J or whatever because he knows
oh,
you guys love
Ray J.
Ray J.
No.
Well, whoever.
No.
And he knows he doesn't offer those.
Don't start that rumor that we love Ray J. No one ever said that.
He doesn't bring those tickets to me. He offers those ones to you guys.
Wow.
And then in this instance, he offers them to me. And I had to go out of town this weekend and turn him down. And then I saw all the posts on social media. I was like, well, that was stupid.
And
he still didn't
bring them to Jess after you turned
them
down.
I know.
No.
Or Graham could have been like, yeah, I'll take them and then just send them over. Thanks, Graham.
Yeah, he didn't think of that.
Yeah, no.
Whatever.
No,
the JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Morgan Wallen, who performed at Levi's Stadium over the weekend, and a lot of drunk people left behind, apparently, according to TikTok videos, like their friends just ditching them.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. I once went to a concert, which I actually won tickets on, Wild 94.9. It was Britney Spears, and these group of girls were, you know, a couple seats down from me, intermission. They left their girl there. She was so sick, she just started vomiting on herself. I had to go over there and help her because she was all by herself. Now, girls are not that faithful. Have a great day.
Wow.
Okay, well, you were just saying that ladies don't do that. They stick with each other. And guys, that's guy behavior. Leave your buddy behind. He's too drunk. See? The ladies did it. They abandoned her right there in the crowd. Okay. Britney Spears.
So let me ask you. You see somebody. They're alone. They're throwing up. They're clearly, like, gone. Are you going and helping them like she did?
No, you just toss them a bottle of water and a pack of gum. Just keep on moving.
If there's a way to not get it on me, then I'm helping.
It's too big of a gamble. That's not my that friend's my responsibility. Still. I'm trying to watch Morgan Wallen here.
All right.
It's time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Let's talk about the weekend box office. So the Fantastic Four First Steps suffered a 66% drop, you guys, in week two.
Oh.
But it is still number one. It made $40 million, but that's down quite a bit from week one, if you recall.
Yeah.
Number two is The Bad Guys 2, made $22.2 million. And then at number three, The Naked Gun. As funny and as good as we've heard it is, only made $17 million over the weekend.
Yeah, it's not great. All right, well, the San Francisco Giants must have heard Selena shouting from the rooftops because they went into New York over the weekend and not only finally won a game, but they also won the series. The Giants took 2 out of 3 from the Mets, including yesterday's 12-4 total pounding. The team will now travel to Pittsburgh to get some revenge on the Pirates, who swept them here last week. A first pitch in this 3-game series is today at 3:40. No, it's Pirates this time.
Clouds will clear by mid-morning. It'll be a nice day, upper 70s to mid-80s. Temperatures will warm up some more tomorrow. So it seems like slowly, you guys, that summer weather is going to, like, creep in.
All right.
But not by much. Very, very slowly.
Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. If you've been looking to replace something in your life but are finding that the price tag is too high, make sure you really evaluate the pros and cons of buying something new or opting for the used version. Mercury is in retrograde, so if the thing you're looking for is a vehicle, use caution.
Oh.
Hell no. Oh, Selena's good with her vehicle.
Yeah, I got my new Ford.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Yeah, no,
just
I
don't
need
it. Don't buy a new car today.
Well, not.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham.
Okay, so I want to bring up a little bit of, well, I want to know how upset you ladies would be in this instance of what I am admitting is a form of financial infidelity. And you ladies jumped down my throat last week when I was talking about going to the casino with a buddy and playing a little blackjack, and which I won money. And you guys are like, oh, the gambling, you have a problem. It's the worst.
You
and your wife know about all this? And blah, blah, blah. And just like the judgment. Just the judgment.
Not judgment, more concern. We care about you.
Concern? Yeah. I won $200. Like, okay, what are we concerned about?
But it's part of a bigger
concern
problem.
Concern that my wallet can't hold all the cash that I'm winning?
It's the gambling, the risking of
and
it
And it's
all.
Not always winning.
Yeah.
Well, everybody has their things, right? You ladies like to shop or get your lashes and nails done. I don't spend money on any stuff like that. If I want to make a wager every now and again, sure, why not?
Okay, yeah, we just think it's an addiction. That's all we're saying.
That's
an unhealthy one.
It's not an addiction. There were probably times in my life where like you could more categorize it as that, but like I don't gamble on the daily. Let's put it that way.
All right, but you're saying this new thing is worse than that.
Okay, so this I will admit is something that I haven't even told my wife about. So you guys are getting first crack at it here.
Can
let me know like what course of action I should take. So I have a friend and his business is basically he helps raise money for companies before they hit the stock market, before they go public. So it's like pre-IPO companies. And from time to time, now look, he's dealing with like rich people that are investing, but from time to time, he'll be like, hey, we have a little bit left over in this fund, you know, this round of funding that we're doing. Do you want to invest? And he'll throw it out to like me or some of our other college buddies. And I've over the years thrown a few bucks in here and there. And because he'd be like, oh, this company, oh, it's going to blow up. And they read this article about them because they're going to go huge. And then,
okay.
And the vast majority of the time, we've just gotten smoked.
So you lose your money.
Oh, yeah, just hammered. The company implodes. They go out of business. They liquidate everything. And we lose all their money. I mean, this is more or less investing is more or less just another form of gambling. Just, you know, spoiler alert.
It's risky.
It is risky. Investing involves risk. And these are higher risk investments, but like the potential for a much, much bigger return, right? Because you're hoping that, yeah, this company does kick ass and then suddenly you cash a monster check. Well, that has never happened for me. But he and Kate, my wife, was like, we're never doing that again because she knows what the balance sheet looks like. And we've gotten smoked basically on all of them. She's like, we're never doing that again. Well, anyways, he called me up the other day. He's like, look, I'm raising money for this company. Look, it's huge. It's going to be in there with AI and then the this and then that. This one is a sure thing. It's going big. Do you want to invest a few bucks in that?
And now, you said no, right?
No, of course not. I was like,
Oh my God,
I like to dream big. You know, maybe one of these lottery tickets will cash one day. And so I was like, okay, I'll do it. But like I scraped together a few bucks and I threw him his way. Grand. I didn't tell Kate because I knew she was going to be like, no, we are not doing that. But also, what if this is the one? Because all
that's
the
something
others
you need to talk to her about first.
Yeah, but she was going to say no.
Well, yeah, that's your sign to say no.
So I'm admitting now and I'm bringing it to you that, yes, this is a form of financial infidelity.
It is.
And I admit that.
Okay, that's the first step, admitting that what you did. You know, taking accountability.
I had plans to tell her about it when I got that massive check someday down the road, like, you know, a couple years from now. And it was like, guess what? We're getting
surprise!
A swimming pool.
But, okay.
You know what I mean? And then I'd be the hero and she'd be like, what? I didn't know we invested in that. I'm like, I know. I didn't tell you. But look, I'm the hero, right?
Well, the hero. But then also, don't you think that in the back of her mind, she'd still be like, wait, but why didn't you tell me about this all these years?
No, you would be, Selena, you would be overjoyed. Like, if it legitimately did, you know, pan out and your man comes back and he's an absolute hero, you don't care at that point, right? Years have passed.
It helps. It helps that you've won.
Right.
Made some money.
Now, look, the higher likelihood of this scenario is I just get my butt kicked like I have on these other ones and I return not the hero. But I could just never mention it at all, right?
Well, you have to mention it now.
Well, only because I just told the entire area about it.
We're
going to
be sending her this.
No, you're not.
The air check. Podcast. Yeah. Here you go. Okay.
I've almost said it a couple times, but then I just.
How long have you been keeping this from her?
Just a couple months.
A couple months? I thought you were going to say a couple days. Like this just happened last week or something.
Yeah, it's been a month or two.
A couple months.
You have to say it.
How long does it typically take to see like a return?
Oh, it could take years.
So you were going to sit and just hang on to this information for years and hope you get money back and then lay it on her?
Yeah, someday when I get to prance in like the hero.
No, you have to tell
her. Holding one of those giant cardboard checks with a bunch of zeros on it.
Okay, is she going to be more upset that you didn't tell her for that long, that many months? Or is she going to be more upset at the amount of money that you put in?
That's a good question. Probably both equally.
Oh, no,
Graham. You have to tell her.
You know, that money could have gone into your child's college fund.
Yeah, that's true.
Or back to school.
That's what the return is for.
That's a good point. Yeah, but someday, yeah, maybe they will be able to afford to go to college. Have you seen what college costs, by the way, right now? It's insane.
A lot.
Someday, maybe they will be able to go to college just because I had the cojones to take some risk.
No.
I don't know.
You needed to bring this up, like, ASAP.
I don't want to.
Graham. Will, are you going to, or are you going to keep hanging on to this?
Like I said, I've almost brought it up a few times.
Okay. If it was the other way around, would you be upset if she held something from you for months?
No.
Really?
Yes, you would.
Not in this regard. If she was like, hey, somebody at my work was like, hey, do you want to invest in this thing? And she's like, oh, I decided to put some money there. I wouldn't care.
Something that made you mad that,
that you asked her to not do anymore, and then she kept on doing it behind your back.
Well, I need a more.
And didn't tell you for months.
Well, yeah, I'd probably be a little.
Okay, then.
A little miffed. I'd probably be slightly annoyed. Well, this is why I'm bringing it up. Because I don't, you know.
You already know what we're going to say. You have to be honest.
Yeah.
That's not fun. Wouldn't you rather be the surprise hero someday?
Yes.
But you don't know. I get that. It's not a guarantee.
Or if I'm not the surprise hero someday, which is the more likely scenario, given, you know, recent history of all the other things I've invested in. And then, like, a few years in the past, like, oh, funny story. Yeah, this other one, I lost some money on that. Like, no big deal, because, like, enough time has passed.
I don't think she'll
point.
Think it's that funny.
Also, if it slips, then it's not going to be such a funny story, and then it's going to be,
like,
oh,
if one of us
lied.
Accidentally slips at the upcoming Grayton pool party we're doing on the 30th, like, oops.
If we're like, hey, Graham, how's your investment going on that one thing?
I'm busy that day.
Dang it.
I'm going to go into that one.
All right, next, we're talking about man-keeping. What is that? Graham will explain coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
About Graham, who went behind his wife's back, invested a whole lot of money, knowing she would not be okay with it, and you are not ready to tell her yet.
No, I'm not.
Not even close.
Graham. She's going to judge.
Hey, Tony from Scottsdale. Graham, it all depends. If it's your money, then it's your money, win or lose. But if it's mutual money between you and Kate, then yeah, you need to say something. But other than that, bro, go get your money, King.
Yeah, get your money, King.
I don't know about that. I think she still has to know.
Well, part of it is once you're married, isn't all money mutual?
I mean, technically, yeah, but that's why it's her money too. She should know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm agreeing with that point that, like, when you're married, your money is mutual, even though I'm not draining our shared account. We ain't got one. You know, I'm draining my own. So, and someday this thing might return and I'm going to be the hero.
No, that's why it makes it worse.
Well, just keep us updated on what happens.
Let you know when I waltz in here a couple years from now.
Let us know.
On like a brand new horse or something that I just bought because I'm rich.
No, you have to tell her right now before.
He's not going to do that. So, no. Graham, just let us know where this goes. But what the heck is man-keeping?
All right, man-keeping is the newest trend in dating, and it's not a good thing. In fact, man-keeping is making women want to quit dating altogether. Man-keeping is a term, by the way, that was coined here in the Bay Area by some Stanford researchers.
Really?
And it's how women are feeling in relationships with today's men. They say men have fewer close friends. In fact, according to one study, 1 in 5 men in the United States have no close friends. No close guy friends at all. So they don't have anybody to vent to, no emotional support system. So when they get into a relationship, their ladies become the ones that bear the brunt of all this. They say women are acting as therapists, mood managers, event planners, and emotional sounding boards, all while rarely receiving the same support in return. Ladies, do you ever feel like you are a therapist? One woman described it as, I feel like I'm a therapist with benefits to her man. Do you ever get that sense that, yes, you are having to help manage your man's emotions and their busy schedule and do all this stuff for your partner while they don't seem to do the same thing for you?
I don't.
Man-keeping.
I actually like if he comes to me and vents to me. I'd rather him do that. Because I know that he trusts me enough to be like, I'm his go-to person, you know? But also, he's much better at planning, so there's no way I could plan for him.
Yeah, I don't like manage my husband's schedule. I don't really understand that part, but as far as like playing the role of therapist, yeah. I think that's all girlfriends or fiancés or wives. But it's also like your duty. Like, this is the person that you're with that you love. Like, you should want to be there for them.
And I think
I get
it works,
that, but
you know what I mean?
But is it lopsided? What man-keeping is saying is it's severely lopsided in today's relationships. These guys aren't going out of their way to be your emotional sounding board and all this stuff. And maybe you have a better network of close girlfriends or something
that's actually very true.
A lot of that.
Some things I'll come to him and vent with, but most things it's like I'd rather vent to my sister because she'll give me the advice I want to hear or my man doesn't really care so much, but I know like my sister, you know, she's more invested or she knows the other person I'm venting about.
So
I think it is very one-sided.
Yeah, but I'm so surprised that I guess it's coming out that men don't have as many like close friends because I feel like it's so much easier for guys to make friends. I feel like they make friends everywhere. So maybe
but not ones that you call up and tell all your problems to.
Right. And today, like study after study comes out and like the loneliness epidemic and the things affecting young men in particular in this country. I think it's true. I mean, I think I see this in a lot of relationships these researchers were saying is that man-keeping just becomes this constant drain on your life. And so that's what's driving a lot of ladies to be like, I don't need a second full-time job of doing all this stuff. I have my own problems that I need to be dealing with and stuff. And so they're finding that being in a relationship is less satisfying, less rewarding, and is more of a just a burden. It's more of a drain.
No, I don't feel that way. It's not like draining the life out of me having to listen to my man talk. Like, mm-hmm. I don't mind it. But Graham, would you say your wife does this for you? Does she play like your therapist?
No, because I think I have, and maybe I'm a slight exception to the norm. Like, I feel like I've maintained like really, really close guy friendships, whether it be like I went to lunch on this past Thursday with a bunch of my friends I've been friends with since elementary school. Like, we still keep in contact.
But are you like opening up to them about, you know, things going on with your life? Like,
that's what Herbert Camp is for. You guys, we get around, I drink 40 White Claws in a day, and then we all just let it all out.
Like, all out.
Like, yeah, you take expose yourselves?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Just check in. That's, no, but I mean, that's exactly what I suspected happens right. at Herbert Camp.
Like, I think I've kept such close connections, such bonds with like my different groups of like friends that I have that support system. I have people that I call and talk to about stuff. Same way that you would
That's
call
important.
Same way that you would call your sister to talk about stuff, Selena.
Okay, yeah. So you are like the exception, I think. Most guys do not.
I don't feel like I saddle my wife with that much. Now, other stuff, I'm sure she probably has to deal with me. Not so much that.
Okay. So she is not man-keeping you.
Nope.
To keep up with that term.
Yeah.
All right. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So American Eagle has responded to all the great jeans controversy. Now remember, this all stems from Sydney Sweeney. She is the face of American Eagle right now. And her latest, one of the latest ads in the campaign, she says...
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
I hate the way she talks.
Oh,
that.
God, I can't. If I had to listen to that on loop, oh, my God, jeans that's terrible.
Jeans are passed down.
My jeans are blue.
Yeah. Anyways, a lot of people were like, whoa, what is with the Nazi-ism here? Okay, because she's obviously blonde hair, blue eyes, mm-hmm. and those are the great jeans and like the only jeans that matter. So American Eagle, they finally broke their silence. They said, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, is and always was about the jeans, her story. We'll continue to celebrate how everyone wears their American Eagle jeans with confidence their way. Great jeans look good on everyone. It sounds more like an ad than a response to the backlash.
Yeah.
Right.
But that was their response.
It does.
And that was the only thing they said.
I think maybe that's probably their point in wording their response that way, is like, this is the intent of the ad. Let me just explain it a little more clearly.
Yeah.
In ad speak.
Yeah. What they should have done is had multiple celebrities.
Yep.
You know, diversify it.
But what
and
if
like
that was
their great gene, a play on that word, but with everyone.
What if that was their plan? Use her as an influencer, then the next person, then the next person, then
I
they were just going to keep running it.
Well,
would that make it different in your mind if you knew that, you know?
Not now, because it's like you took too long.
Yeah.
And the backlash already happened. This should have been something that you rolled out altogether. Mm-hmm. I will say that I don't think Sydney deserves the hate that she is getting. She rolled up to her latest movie premiere last night for Americana, and she was being like heckled on her way in, and people were like, stop the ad, it's so racist. And I don't think she deserves all of that.
Yeah.
But I do see the controversy. Before we get to your story, Graham, did you guys ever watch And Just Like That? I know you didn't, Graham, but did you ever care about that show?
Which show?
It's And Just Like That. It's the Sex and the City spinoff.
No.
Oh, I saw some previews for it.
You saw previews for it?
Yeah.
It's a few seasons have been out already.
Yeah, so maybe it's the new season that's launching. I've seen commercials. I've seen commercials for it, and I was like, I had no idea there was a spinoff of Sex and the City that they
really?
Were
it's been
still
out
shooting
for, like,
something.
Forever.
But it's called.
Well, we both went, huh? When you said what's the name of the thing, you had to explain what it was.
It's just And Just Like That.
And Just Like That. That's anyways, weird. The reason why I'm bringing it up right now is because it was just announced that it's not coming back after season 3.
Ooh.
And so this is going to be like the end of Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh,
so it's kind of a big deal. A lot of the stars of the show, they're really like devastated by this.
It's a big deal, except nobody knew what was happening.
Right.
The show was a big deal when it first came out. I never watched Sex and the City, so I obviously didn't watch a spinoff. But I remember like when it was coming out, people were really, really excited about it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So this is going to be the last, the last few episodes.
Oh, darn.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the WNBA adult toy scandal is heating up. Last week, we talked about how someone in the crowd for the Golden State Valkyries game with the Dream in Atlanta threw a large green toy onto the court while play was in progress. Mm-hmm. Well, that must have inspired a copycat thrower because in the Valkyries' next road game in Chicago against the Sky on Friday, another one got launched onto the court. This one, surprisingly, also green. I didn't know
what
that
was
such
the
a
same person.
I didn't know that was such a popular color. Well, it doesn't seem like it is because here's the update. According to the WNBA, the person responsible for throwing that first one in Atlanta has been arrested. They went on to say that any fan who intentionally throws an object onto the court will immediately be ejected and face a minimum 1-year ban, in addition to also being subject to arrest and prosecution by local authorities. They looked at video and whatever. They figured out who launched that first one in Atlanta, and that person has been busted. So I don't think they were the same one in Chicago, but also a green one. Mm. I didn't know that green was the popular color, but that's where this all gets interesting because betting sites are now posting odds on this new phenomenon. BetOnline.ag has a bunch of things you can bet on, and I think we should go through a few of them.
Okay.
Will the third WNBA, they use a different word here, but I'm going to say toy thrown onto the court be green? Yes or no? You can bet on that.
Yes, it will be.
My money's on no. Color of the third WNBA
purple
toy, if not green, you can bet black, brown, white, / Caucasian, rainbow, purple, pink, and longest odds are blue. I thought blue would be a little more common. Which half of the court will the third one land on, the home team or the visiting team? What will happen first? The WNBA toy, we'll call it, touches the midcourt logo, or one with two ends is thrown onto the court. You can bet on that. You can also bet on how that item will be handled first. Will it be kicked with a foot or will it be lifted with hands? And then this, you guys, if you really want an exciting projection, will the third WNBA toy and the Super Bowl Gatorade be the same color?
Whoa.
You can bet on that. Well, that one pays out pretty good.
I'm going to say no on that.
Yeah, that the no doesn't pay out really good. But if you bet yes, you can stand and make some
money. Whoa.
So it's a new thing, you guys.
Are you going to place any
bets? We know when the next, did you say when the next game is?
It's just any WNBA game.
Oh, sorry,
game.
I was under the impression like the next game. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
No,
you know, I still need my morning coffee.
Will the third one of these.
Got it.
Which it could be happen at any time or maybe has already happened for all we know.
Oh, gosh. It's very immature of me, but I love that this is a thing.
Me too. This is great.
But you know the security guards are now looking for that.
Oh, yeah.
They're making sure nobody has.
So if there's a place you can hide it.
Two places.
Vagine!
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep, we were just talking about Sydney Sweeney's American Eagle blue jeans ad. Jeans are passed down.
Can we hear that again?
Jeans are passed down?
Yeah.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
God, it's so annoying. It's the worst.
Good morning, guys. It's Kat out of Walnut Creek. In regards to the Sydney Sweeney ad, don't you think that they chose someone with blue eyes because jeans are typically blue, so it's like a play on words? Because if I went on there as someone more diverse, and I was like, my jeans are brown, I'm not really seeing brown jeans. I don't know, but anyway, I mean, I get the backlash, but yeah.
I mean, if it was somebody for, you know, with a different skin color and brown eyes, they would still say my jeans are blue because at that point they're talking about their jeans, like the actual denim. You know what I mean? They wouldn't say my jeans are brown. They would still say blue.
Would they?
Yeah, because then it switches from jeans with a G to jeans with a J.
But right before she says it, she says my
eyes
my
and my hair.
Or pasta, she says eye color, even pasta, generate. Eye color.
Jeans are passed on.
That's eye color.
Passed on. Personality.
My jeans are blue.
So what people were saying was she says hair color and her natural hair isn't even blonde. She's a natural brunette.
There you go.
Well, then it's kind of like
funny.
So maybe they weren't.
Stupid.
I don't know.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. How about that? It's where you can win a JB Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And we are going to send you a Chuggy Muggy. Mm-hmm. As always, if you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I hate when I take a picture and you can see the outline of my through my clothes.
Whoa.
Oh, when it's cold, yeah. Oh.
I think it happens.
It's not
to
necessarily
everyone.
A bad thing. We all
well,
take
maybe
a look.
Not everyone.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so whatever word you're thinking of, it better be PG. It better be squeaky cleaner. I swear to God, I'll come to your house and I'll find you, or we just won't play your talkback. All right, leave us your name and your city along with that talkback, because we want to be able to shout you out. But only the first correct answer of the morning is the person that's going to get the JB Show Chuck Mug.
That's so right.
Get your guesses in quick.
Yep, because we are going to play your talkbacks next.
The JB Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, trying to get you hooked up with this JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you do that, you win the Chug Mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
I hate when I take a picture and you can see the outline of my through my clothes. And then we have to redo the picture, obviously.
Why don't you just like edit it?
Yeah, you can't.
Because then I feel like people are going to be able
toe.
To.
Yep.
What are you talking
what
about?
What are you talking about? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, I thought it was the bleeped out word.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning. This is Rodrigo from Tracy. Is the bleeped out word phone? Bone?
Phone.
It's not like he said phone to start, but then the next word was bone.
No.
You say bone?
He said phone.
Yeah, that can happen sometimes.
Which one?
Both. I do think that is annoying that with how big phones are and how, look, jeans are loosening up a little bit, but particularly when, you know, the tighter jeans and like for guys and like even for me, and like I don't wear like particularly tight pants, but it's just such a big outline of your phone in your pocket. It looks stupid.
I mean, for girls at least, it's like we're not putting our phone in our pocket hoping no one is going to notice it. Like we know everyone's going to know the phone's in there because it's half hanging out.
Right.
That's a little different.
Well, guys, ours are all the way in there, but you just see the outline of the phone. It just looks silly.
Good morning, JV Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend. My guess at the missing word is bra. All right. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
The outline of your bra.
That's a good guess.
Very popular guess this morning. Why he's clearing his throat? Why are you ripping up my boy David in Richmond?
I'm clearing my throat, too.
Okay, checking.
Morning, JV Show. This is Mo from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is cellulite. All right, happy Monday.
Wow, and call us out.
Shots fired.
Rude.
Has that ever happened where you can see your cellulite outline through your clothes?
Oh, my gosh.
If you wear, like, some workout leggings, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. If you wear, like a... Because they're so thin, they're so tight, and if they're not black... If they're like any other color, like you might wear like some brown ones or something or whatever. Sometimes you can. Yeah.
Interesting.
Very, very awkward.
Thanks for bringing it up.
I know. I feel attacked. Hey, but continue to get those guesses in on the talkbacks on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday. Hope you had an amazing weekend. We are playing What the Bleep now, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
I hate when I take a picture and you can see the outline of my... through my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst.
Nothing worse. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Jess from Brentwood, and my guess for the bleeped out word is pasties. Because, you know, sometimes you can't wear a bra with tops. Anyways, have a great day, guys. Bye.
That's a good guess.
That's the worst.
So you can't wear a bra with tops, but then you wear pasties but then sometimes you can see the outline of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, you'd rather them just see your headlights at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you don't want them to think that the outline of the pasty is the outline of your.
Oh,
yeah.
And then everyone's going to start calling you dinner plates for no reason. How often do you wear pasties?
Not often, but I mean, every once in a while with certain dresses.
For a night out, yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
And do they stick on with actual paste?
No, they're just sticky.
They're sticky.
Well, they come pre-sticky. Yeah.
I call them sticky boobs.
Okay, sticky
you
boobs.
You do?
Yeah, so I'll be like, oh, where are my sticky boobs?
And do you wear them a lot?
I wear them when I go out because most of the time if I'm wearing like a tank top or tank top dress, then I don't want the bra strap to be showing. And sometimes they're more comfy than wearing like a strapless bra.
And do you ever find your sticky boobs like on the ground behind your nightstand, just covered in cat hair?
I've definitely
Where are my sticky boobs? Yeah. Has anyone seen my sticky boobs?
I've definitely lost some sticky boobs before.
Oh, interesting.
Like left them at my fiance's house before.
All right, back to What the Bleep.
Hi, 949. My name is Christina from San Francisco, and I think the bleep dot word is keys. Yeah, keys. All right, have a good day.
The outline of your keys.
That was a popular guess. That's a good one. This morning. That's another one. I hate the same thing. Guys' pants, like jeans, you see phone in one pocket, keys in the other. Yep. It's just clear, like, what's going on in there.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kat from Pensacola. My guess for the bleeped out word is underwear, like your panty line. Alrighty, thanks.
That's a good one.
Good guess. A lot of people guessing that. Several people guessed panties. Am I allowed to say panties? JV Show also number one in Pensacola.
Yes!
So thank you, Kat, for leaving that talk back. Appreciate you.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica from Pinole. My guess for the bleep dot word is lipstick. Have a great day.
Lipstick. All right. So here's today's clip, unbleeped.
I hate when I take a picture and you can see the outline of my lipstick through my clothes.
Same.
I.
Same guys are like, Graham, is that some lipstick in your pocket? What is that? Like, oh.
Ew. That's why usually if I have them, I just have to either like take them out of my pockets, remember to take them out of my pockets before taking a picture or something. Because then you just see that awkward line in your
little
pocket.
Things like that. I just stuff it in my bra.
Oh.
But aren't you worried about somebody seeing a lipstick in your bra?
Or
the outline of that?
No,
people are going to be like, what's the deal with that
thing?
What
if you're not wearing a bra and you just have your sticky boobs
on?
Oh,
yeah, then.
Has anyone seen my sticky boobs?
Yeah.
Where are my sticky boobs?
I hate that you call it that.
Me too. Me too. Oh, all right. Let's give some shout outs.
Let's do it.
Might just be shout out. Yeah. Not plural, because Jessica and Pinole is the only person that came with the correct answer this morning. Remember when we used to play this game and I'd give like 50 to 60 shout outs?
Yes.
Like, are people getting dumber or are they getting hard? Or are these things getting harder? I'm kidding, people.
They're
joking.
They're not getting dumber.
I'm joking. That one was a kind of a tricky one. A lot of people had guesses that I thought were spectacular. A lot of people guessing Spanx and things
that's
like
a good
that.
One.
And that is something I know you ladies watch out for. A couple people guessed tan, like your
tan line.
Is your tan line ever that?
No, you can't see it.
The contrast
clothes.
That great that it shows through your clothes.
No,
I mean maybe that would be one hell of a sunburn. Ribs and stomach were popular guesses this morning. You ever worry about your ribs showing?
No, that's not possible with me.
Stomach showing.
That happens. I show my stomach on purpose sometimes.
Oh wow! Right
well,
below your sticky boobs.
Wait, you don't show your stomach boobs? Through your clothes.
Oh, not through my clothes, yeah. Well, yeah, no.
How?
Well, if your clothes are a little bit see-through, then I guess
okay,
you can.
Well, then, yeah.
Fine.
Good title for today's podcast, Sticky Boobs.
Write it down, Jess.
Where are thou, my sticky boobs?
Everyone else, thank you so much for playing with the bleep this morning. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I know we have Jesus on hold. Jesus, just hang on there a quick second. We have some sticky boobs talk back before we get to the JV Show's Yipnove game.
Good morning. This is Lucia from San Francisco. Just wanted to thank you guys for making my morning. Between the whole conversation of Graham saying sticky boobs, just the way he's saying it, and Jess's laugh in the background, just made my day, made being stuck in this traffic on the way to work so much better. Thank you, guys. Happy Monday. Bye.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Oh, that
was
Monday. Sweet.
We learned a little earlier that Jess calls pasties sticky boobs.
Sticky boobs.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to share, for me, a sticky boob, I call it a cutlet, like a chicken cutlet, because that's what they look like. Have a great day.
That's so funny. That's what my wife calls them.
Really?
Chicken cutlets.
Like yeah. But those are more like the stick-on like cups.
Yeah.
Cups or things that you put in your bra.
Oh,
like,
I see.
To give
there's
it a push-up
a, there's
effect.
A difference of just a cover-up thing, but also then there's a
pasties.
The chicken cutlet is more of a
I guess it could be like a sticky thing, but
I think there are some
those
that
are
look,
like inserts that you put in your bra. I thought.
No, the chicken cutlets like my wife would wear.
They stick.
They stick on. They're sticky. They are legit sticky boobs.
Interesting, interesting. But your sticky boobs, Jess, are just just cover the headlights.
The headlight and a little bit more, and it sticks to me.
So it's like
a, the name Sticky Boobs. Yeah.
So it's like a little mini chicken wing, not full cutlet, just like a little chicken nugget.
Not full cutlet, but not a chicken nugget.
Yeah,
a little
chicken. Let's go to Jesus on the phone. He's like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Hey, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you? How was the weekend?
It was pretty chill. Didn't do much.
Okay, well, sometimes those are the best ones. Hey, Jesus, you were on to play the JV shows. You have Nope Game. Here's what you're playing for today.
4 tickets to join me at Calibunga Water Park.
You guys, you're going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
You wearing your sticky boobs?
No, I will not. Well, we'll see. But I'm going to be there in San Jose this Sunday, so you get to win 4 tickets.
All right, so here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right. Question number 1. The hypothalamus, hippocampus, and cerebral cortex are all different parts of what in the human body?
Good thing you said the last one, because the human brain.
Yep.
You didn't know about the hippocampus?
I didn't know any of the other ones. No, did not.
All right, question number 2. The South Beach Diet was named after a section of what U.S. city?
L.A.?
Nope. South Beach is in Miami.
Yes.
Miami is what we're looking for there.
But that's okay. You're allowed to miss one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's question number 3. What mixed drink was made famous by rapper Snoop Dogg in the 1990s?
Gin and juice.
Yeah. Yep. Sipping on gin and juice. All right, question number 4. You need this one to win the game. In 2007, Britney Spears infamously shaved her head and attacked a paparazzo's car with a what?
Oh, you said 2007. I was barely conscious then. Let's see. I guess a slide? I don't know.
A slide?
Yeah, like a shoe.
In that case.
Nope.
Correct answer there was umbrella. She went to try to smash the car with an umbrella.
So close.
Dang it!
So close, but
oh,
so far.
No.
Oh, no. Son of a
hippocampus! Jesus, you did not win the JV shows. Yep, Nope Game. Dang it!
Oh, so close.
But I'll tell you what. Hang on. Don't hang up. Jess is going to pick up in the next room. Oh, my God. Why do we have to kick off the week like this?
Yeah, it was close. It was a hell of a try.
All right, we got a couple of shout-outs.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marita calling from Tracy, and I was hoping you guys can help me give a shout out to my kids for their first day of school. Jose Luis, Camila, Gracie, and Martin. Just want to wish them a wonderful day as we start this new school year. So anyway, wanted to say that, and then wish you guys also a good day. Have a wonderful day, guys. Love
you. Hey, you too.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, shout out to them.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's true. I got a DM slide here. It says, good morning, JV Show. Can you please give a shout out to our now 8-year-old Sebi? Happy birthday, little man. We are so proud of you and wish you nothing but the best this year. Enjoy your day to the fullest. Love mommy, dada, Selena, and Stella. Graham, could you please also throw in a who gives a fart? It's his favorite part of the show. Mine too.
Who gives a fart?
There it is.
Yes. Happy birthday, though. Happy birthday.
Yes. All right. Today's hottest trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. We're commercial free on the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
I guess that's my cue to hit this button
there. Yeah, just fire that down.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI, now through September 14th.
So Trump has weighed in on whether or not he will pardon Diddy. First, I would like to backtrack on something I said on Friday. I said on the show that Diddy's bail request was denied. Mm-hmm. I misunderstood what I had read. So what I read was that the prosecutors are opposing his bail request. The judge has yet to rule on it, so it hasn't been denied yet.
Still as of this morning, that hasn't been ruled on?
I checked this morning. It is still up in the air.
Got it.
So we don't know what's going to happen with that. Now, with that being said, there's been a lot of talk lately about Trump considering pardoning Diddy, and he was asked about that, and he said it was most likely going to be a no, because Diddy made some terrible statements about him when he was running for office, and that makes it more difficult for him to want to give him a pardon.
So take all legal precedent out of this and unbiased opinion. It's clearly just a biased opinion is how we determine who gets pardoned.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Wow.
That tracks. Not surprised.
Not well, I'm still hoping that it gets denied.
Me too.
Because...
And I'm not complaining that he's not going to get a pardon. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Totally
his
fine with
that. His reasoning behind it, a little sketch, but whatever. That's the result that we want.
But also, like, pardon or no pardon, we know that whatever punishment he's going to get is going to be just...
A slap on the wrist.
So, yeah, it's going to be so disappointing compared to what we'd hoped for at the start of this whole thing.
All right, so Kim Kardashian got rejected by Tom Brady. So, you know, Kim and Tom, they have a little bit of history. Right after his split from Giselle, there were rumors about them dating. I think we all remember that. This was a couple years ago. They were even spotted flirting with each other at a 4th of July party in the Hamptons in 2023. Well, now there's reports that Kim tried to shoot her shot when she ran into him at the Bezos wedding in Italy. Like, she was basically throwing herself at him, and he flat out rejected her because he was obsessing over Sydney Sweeney. And they're saying that Kim made it very clear that she was into him, which is why she took it his rejection personally. But the source says Tom has just never wanted to pursue anything with her. Like, he's obviously had that chance, multiple chances, but it's just not something he wants. Like, they flirt every once in a while, but that's all it is for him.
Interesting.
And then after that, he left, and he's linked to Sofia Vergara. And so,
oh yeah, I saw
so
that.
So Kim is like, oh great, slap in the face, like anyone but her.
Yeah, we hadn't talked about that. Yeah, is that? Do we know any more about that? Is that a thing? Because it seemed like there was something happening.
It's
there.
It's a thing, but they're not like confirming it. Like their reps are like, oh, it's just friendly, but
sure,
come on,
sure it is.
Come on,
yeah, sure.
They're both hot and single. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, with some hotter weather finally arriving, unfortunately, so have the wildfires. Seems like it was only a matter of time before fire season really started to ramp up. Last night, a fire broke out in Castro Valley. This one was off Eden Canyon Road. Car fire that actually spread to dry grass nearby. Luckily, only burned about 20 acres. Firefighters were on that one super quick. It did not get out of control. They were able to put it out. Down by Santa Barbara, we have a different story, though. On Friday, the Gifford fire broke out. It's already burned about 70,000 acres across Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. And then not too far from here, up in Lake County, a more than 300-acre brush fire was burning in Clear Lake as of last night. Firefighters, though, have appeared to have stopped the forward progress on that one. But that was looked like it had burned through quite a bit of brush and stuff and dry grass. So here we are. We've been begging for summer to arrive. Summer's arriving finally with some warmer weather, warm and windy weather expected through the rest of the week. So everybody,
please. Yeah, it was really windy this morning.
Yeah, please, please be very fire safe because we don't want to, you know.
Right.
We don't want a fire season like
cancel
the gender
reveals.
Yes.
Cancel your fireworks celebrations.
If you didn't use your fireworks on 4th of July, don't be shooting them off in my neighborhood around midnight to 1 a.m. I don't know why that still happens. Yeah, let's let it go. All right.
All right.
That's your warning, everybody.
Thank you, Graham. All right. Don't forget, coming up 8:20, we have Chromebooks giveaway. Yeah. And that is happening every single day right here on the JV show. So your chance to win that coming up. Also next, can we get a Croatia update? Just
A
few little things.
I've been thinking about this all weekend.
Really?
Uh-huh. We learned on Friday Jess's man took a little boys trip through.
Oh my god!
You gotta try again.
We learned that.
Yeah, yeah.
Jess's man took a boys trip to Croatia.
Yacht week
of all the weeks ago. Let's talk about it next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. Oh, Jess running back in from the bathroom.
I figured you got a little nervous.
No, I'm fine.
She's excited about the Chromebook giveaway coming up.
Yeah,
from back to school.
Or she's nervous to talk about her man in Croatia.
Oh, also true.
Neither one of
those.
Did you
even wash your hands?
I didn't go to the restroom.
Just wash your hands.
Just splash a little water. Just for at least the show of it.
Thank you.
All right, we're the JV show. Still commercial free, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, so can you recap what happened on Friday's show?
So on Friday, I let you guys know that I had dropped off my boyfriend.
My fiance
at the airport because he was going on a trip to Croatia.
Boys trip!
With a few of his friends. And
sounds innocent enough until Graham.
Until Graham.
Something up.
Was being rude.
Well, I wasn't trying to like blow it up, but
yeah.
Everybody that I know has gone to Croatia's Yacht Week. One, says it's an incredibly memorable, awesome experience.
Right.
But two, they've all been single and said it was...
There was a smashery.
Yeah, it was more for the singles. Let's put it that way.
I feel like that's fine if that's what you've heard, but I trust my fiance, because I wouldn't be with him.
We agree with that, but I did just pose the question because, right. Like, if you don't know what Croatia's Yacht Week is, it's basically like everybody's out on sailboats and boats, and the water's just filled with small boats, and then there's, you know, obviously bigger, you know, bigger yachts and stuff like that. But everybody's out there, and it's just like everybody's going to everybody's boat and partying and stuff. And I just wanted to know, you know, and of course, like, your man is awesome. We love him. We've hung out with him before, and he's like a great guy. And like, of course, you trust him. But at the same time, is it going to bother you if, because you said some of his friends on the trip, they're single and like they're not swimming over to other dudes' boats? They're probably, you know, trying to bring some ladies. Of course, they're wearing bikinis. I've seen pictures of Croatia Yacht Week. It looks fantastic.
Oh my God.
And then they're hanging out on the same boat together. Like, so, is that going to be bothering you?
Well, I think as long as he knows his boundaries, which obviously we have boundaries of what he knows, what would bother me and what wouldn't bother me.
Did you make him wear a t-shirt with your face on it?
Obviously.
Got it. Smart.
No, but I do need to order one of those.
Or like swim trunks.
Right.
Because the shirt's going to come off.
Oh, yeah. The shirt's already gone.
But your face is all over his swim trunks.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't been wearing those either.
So did you talk? So what was the conversations like over the weekend? Did you like bring up any of the stuff that Graham had brought up?
Like, Graham said this and I'm mad.
No. Oh. So over the weekend, it was just kind of him updating me on like everything that's been going on over there. Because it's been kind of crazy. So.
Oh, yeah, it has.
Stop! No!
Phone parties and, you know, wet tea contests. And
no! So he did say, because obviously, you know, like, they've been on the boat, and what's happening on the boat, they've been drinking a lot. He said that there is one guy that got so annoying that basically he had to be like, hey, dude, you have to, like, back the F up off of me, because he was drinking.
This is like one of his buddies that came, that went on the trip with him?
This is some random guy on the boat.
Oh.
But he was like drinking a lot. He was already super drunk. Like, you could tell that he was blacked out. And he was one of those drunks that is getting all up in your face.
Oh, I hate those
people. Then
is
like spitting all over.
Ew.
No thanks.
So he was like, this dude is over here like talking to me. And honestly, like, I just couldn't take it anymore. Like,
he just threw him overboard.
No,
that's what you can do. There's other boats like 10 feet away.
Yeah,
he'll
someone
be
else
fine.
Will catch him.
Yeah.
No, like, I guess his friend had to kind of step in between both of them so that they wouldn't, like, things wouldn't get.
Well, it got heated.
So that they wouldn't get into an altercation because, you know, they were both drinking. And then the guy got upset when my fiance was like, hey, like, back up. You're like spitting all over the place.
That's so disgusting.
That's the worst.
But it sucks that like on trips like this where you know you're going to be dealing with so many other people, it's like that's something that could really like ruin your trip. Because if he had gotten into a fight, which I was like, oh my God, thank God he didn't.
Question, whose boat is this?
So
I thought they might have like rented one just for them, but there's like randos on their boat?
Yeah, so you kind of rent a boat, but I guess they have other like
groups on there.
Also like staying in some of those.
Do you stay on the boat or is it just like a day use thing?
So the boat takes you to different locations, but then you're able to get off to the land and then go either to the bars that are around there or restaurants and like explore the whatever town you're in.
Gotcha.
So so that happened. And then I don't know if they also saw him at the bar. I can't remember if this happened actually on the boat or if he's one of the guys on the boat, but then they saw him at the bar and that's where it like went down. But I was just happy that he didn't fight because I was like, I do not need you to be getting like arrested in
Croatia.
Different country.
That'd be crazy.
But he's also not getting too lucky with the weather. They were at a pool party yesterday and he said a monsoon basically hit. That's what they were told afterwards. He said it felt because they had to walk back to the boat because they cut the pool party short. They had to walk back to the boat and he said it felt like he was walking through the shower for like 15 minutes because it was that bad. So I was like, hey, Mother Nature.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
That little hex you put on the trip ended up working. Jess, you've told us before that you can't swim. What's your man's swimming ability like? Because there's a lot of swimming involved on these things. Mm-hmm. And boat, is this why you didn't get invited? Because he's like,
right,
can't have you falling overboard.
I would die. But he can swim. I wouldn't say he's like, he would claim to be the best swimmer out there.
So like chick's boat that's like 300 yards away, like he's not even going to attempt it.
No.
But if it were closer,
maybe.
Yeah, he'll dive in. Can I sidebar with Selena here really quick?
Yes,
because
yes.
Like, look, I follow Jess's man on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he posted a couple stories over the weekend or maybe today or whatever. And like, it is as billed. It's a big party, you know. Yeah. It's a very, it's like spring break on boats.
And but higher class.
His initial post, I think, and I was just wondering, maybe we can bring Jess back in out of the sidebar for a second.
Okay.
The initial post, did it bug you at all? Because his initial story post over the weekend was like, Yacht Week, here we go. And it showed like his wristband or something. And then like right in the background, right behind the wristband, chick in a bikini.
Oh my God.
So I was like, I mean, if I was posting something on my story, like trying
you're
to downplay.
Make sure there's no other women
my,
in
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put, like, just find my, you know, buddy's hairy back and put that in the background when I'm taking a picture of my wristband, not bikini clad woman. Did that bug you at all? Just like a teensy tiny bit.
No, he had already told me about, because, like I said, there's more people on the boat. So the other group that's there on the boat, there's I think there's two ladies that are there with them, with so that group.
That's what I want to hear about, not the damn rain. No offense.
Like, I don't need a Croatian weather report. Get to the bikinis on the boat.
But yeah, so I mean, it's like a different group that's there.
Right. But has there been any talk of like, because he's obviously engaged. He knows his boundaries, like you said. But some of the guys that he's there with are single. Like, how are they acting? And does that worry you that your man's kind of tagging along?
I'm sure the single ones are talking to girls. I mean, we've hung around them before and they've talked to girls even when I'm like there, you know. I've even helped them like talk to
girls. Of course they're talking to girls, but they're also bringing them back to the group to like have drinks and take shots and everything, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if that's happening again, like it's, I trust him. Like, I don't think he's going to be, like, he's there to party with his boys. I really don't think that, like.
Do you worry about not, maybe, like, you don't want to bring it up or question him because you'll seem psycho and you have to save that for after you guys get married?
I feel like I can be a little psycho now.
Okay. Wait, let me ask. Kate yelled at me, by the way, about this.
Why?
She's like, what are you doing?
Why
are you instigating this? I'm like, well, one, it's a radio show. This is like what we do, you know, like, but also, you know, I said, do you think I would have gone on this trip, you know, when we were engaged or whatever? And she's like, you totally would have gone. And I was kind of offended by that. I was like, no, I think I would have, you know, taken your input on whether or not you would have been comfortable with me going on this trip. Just let me just ask.
But see, like. Like, that's the thing is, like, why would I, if I trust him, why would I not be comfortable with him going anywhere? Because in the almost 5 years that we've been together, like, he has never shown me anything that would make me worry about him being there right now.
Totally. Right. Totally.
And look, so that's the only thing that.
And like,
I mean,
people listening, it's a radio show. Just keep that. Because people are like, what? You guys are doing, what are you doing? But let me just ask this. In hindsight, when he initially brought up this trip, before he really knew what it was, would you have had any reservations about it? Again, he hasn't done anything and wouldn't do anything untrustworthy. But I almost think it's like, if I went to a strip club, for example, my wife doesn't have anything to worry about. I'm not going to do anything there, you know, but would she want me going there? And her answer would be no. So, that's like an extreme example. But do you understand kind of what I'm saying? Because, like, this is like spring break party. So, like, would you have had any reservations knowing a little bit more about the trip when you first brought it up a couple months ago? Would you be like,
I guess what I want to know is, you mean reservations as in what I have told him that I don't want him to go?
Or, you had been more cautious
kind of
about.
Like, maybe this is a trip more for your single buddies.
I mean, maybe that's something that I could have like brought up if I knew that this was like more of a singles thing, but
well, that was my question. But, so like knowing what it is now, back then when he first brought it up, when you didn't really have knowledge of it,
or would you feel the same?
I think I would. If I would have brought it up, it's not like he was gonna be like, okay, so do you not want me to go? Because I think it's like he wanted to do a trip with his friends, and then that's what was brought up. So I don't know. I mean, it's tough because it's like I don't want to be the person that's like, you can't do this and you can't do this.
Of course.
Because I don't trust that you're going to do something bad, you know, because I wouldn't want that in return. Like, I want to be able to also have fun with my friends and not feel like my man's over there thinking
controlling,
like, you know?
Or yeah.
So it's tough, though, because I think in a relationship, it's like tough to balance that out where it's like
to hide, like Selena said, hide your crazy.
You have to hide your crazy. So at least you're married.
Dang it. Okay, a few more years.
Like, don't.
You better bump that wedding up a little sooner so I can unleash the beast.
Dang it.
You're almost there, though. You already got the ring.
Right, see?
Shouldn't be
too much longer.
When does he come back, by the way?
He comes back by the end of this week.
Okay.
Yeah. So a few more days.
All right.
Can I hold in the crazy?
Get through this. You can, Jess. You can do it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next, we got your Chromebook.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, Graham, let's talk about this couple with the mysterious symptoms.
Yeah, this was pretty scary. A couple in their 60s posted about this last week. It was pretty alarming because they said they just suddenly started having super serious brain fog, just unshakable fatigue. And they both assumed, the woman Deborah and her husband Joe, she's 66, he's 67. They had both had COVID twice and RSV, and they thought maybe this was a sign of some sort of long COVID, and they just could not shake it. It just got progressively worse as this weekend went along. And she said they could, by the end of the weekend, they started feeling bad kind of on a Friday afternoon, and then by Sunday, she thought they were maybe having simultaneous heart failure. It was that bad.
Oh, my God.
Literally, she's like, I was falling asleep during the day, and that was something that hadn't happened to her since she had COVID, and just overwhelming brain fog and just feeling terrible. And they made doctor's appointments. But before they could visit their doctor, Deborah made one kind of startling revelation. She looked at the receipt from her recent grocery bill because she's like, oh my God, I want to see what I spent on everything. And that's when she noticed that her husband had accidentally bought decaf coffee instead of regular coffee. And all weekend long, they were drinking decaf coffee and didn't know it. And they were falling asleep all over the place and having incredible fatigue. And they had no idea why, so much so that they legit made doctor's appointments. They canceled those appointments once they realized it was just because they were drinking decaf.
Oh, my God.
Now, look, doctors weighed in on this, and they said people who, you know, regularly consume caffeine, particularly large amounts of caffeine, you will start to go through some withdrawal symptoms 12 to 24 hours afterwards. And you can have headaches, fatigue, irritability, all sorts of different things, even flu-like symptoms.
Whoa.
It can be really bad. And that can last for several days depending on your level of dependence on caffeine. And this got me thinking, obviously, to our number one caffeine consumer here on the JB Show. And that's our very own Selena, who by this hour of the morning, you are at least 2 cups of coffee in. And that is precluding your afternoon visit to Starbucks, which is later washed down by an energy drink. Mm-hmm. Where do you think you would be after a few days going caffeine free?
Exactly how you were describing them feeling. That's how I feel if I don't have caffeine just by the afternoon.
So you've tested this before? Oh, just even going a long period of,
like, if I just
like
have
part
my,
of one day.
If I just have my 2 cups in the morning here, like by noon, 1 o'clock,
wiped
forget
out.
Forget it. Done.
Yeah.
Done for the day.
Oh my gosh. And okay, you're
already
like really up there with the amount of caffeine that you have.
It's
Do
scary.
Do you feel like your body's so used to it that you're going to keep increasing it as time goes on?
You're going to have
That's what scares me. When I feel like it's getting out of control, I actually dial it back and I won't have an afternoon, whatever.
Celsius or...
keep in mind that your afternoon Starbucks order, is a quad shot, you know.
Selena. And
but
you're
it's
little.
Necessary. It is so necessary.
Yeah, you're tiny. Jess raised a good point. You're dinky. You're one of the smallest people I know.
Thank you.
And that, the amount of caffeine that you put into this teeny tiny body of yours.
Your little heart's not gonna...
But like, I honestly like need it, or I can't go on.
Okay, so here's
I can't
the,
go
the
on.
Challenge.
The fatigue, the brain fog, that's exactly what it feels like.
Here's the challenge I'd like to present. Could you make it a Monday through Friday? That's not even a full week. That's a full work week. No caffeine.
No.
Really?
No.
Would you be willing to attempt it just
Hell,
so you can monitor
no, I wouldn't.
Your progress
nope.
or lack thereof?
Nope.
What about trying
to test it out over a weekend?
Well, I feel like that's not the true test, though, because during the week you need it because you wake up so early.
Yeah,
exactly.
We need you here
I need
to monitor.
It. Well, yeah,
make
no,
sure
during
you're
the week,
not sneaking
I,
it.
I need it, so no.
Have you tried?
It's a true addiction. It really is.
Well, yeah. I mean, caffeine is a drug.
Yeah.
What about trying other sources of caffeine that are like maybe more natural?
Yeah, like cigarettes.
Oh, ew, no.
You know,
yeah,
get,
maybe
the
start
heart,
vaping.
Get the heart pumping a little bit.
No.
Yeah, have you considered vaping? Might be a little healthier. Is that just given the amount of caffeine that you're consuming?
Yeah, to start chain smoking?
Yeah,
no.
Or maybe working your way into some harder drugs.
No.
That's that thought crossed your mind. Like, this quad shot doesn't do anything. Is this decaf? We go straight for something else.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you guys acting like you don't have caffeine addictions either? And not as bad, but it's still there.
But I think mine's much more mild. I drank one cup of coffee. I mean, it's a large, you know, 12 ounces or whatever. It's a larger cup of coffee. But that's all I have. I don't have anything outside of the morning.
I also still can't have coffee after like 5 or 6 because I won't be able to sleep at night. So I know
nobody,
that.
Nobody can. Oh. My cutoff, is 5.
It was when you drink your last Celsius?
Yeah. I take that last sip by 5 o'clock or I will not be able to sleep.
By that point,
glad you have some rules.
Yeah, I have boundaries. Okay. Oh, no.
All right. Well, consider it, you know, if you want to try to, because maybe it would be a good thing to give your body a reset, wean down off it a little bit. Then going forward, maybe your caffeine levels, consumption levels are slightly lower.
Got it.
Quick question.
Yes.
Because you had about a week or so where you were drinking a lot more water. Were you craving the caffeine less because you were drinking more water, or was that not a thing?
It was still the same.
Yeah, she just had to tinkle more. Yeah.
Oh, so now you just minimize the water and
get rid of it completely.
Smart. Cut that healthy stuff out. Get to the quad shot quicker.
All right. Next on the JV show, Jess is going to tell us what a house purse is. Mm-hmm. I have never heard of this, but this is what's trending on TikTok.
It's the new thing. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
All right. It's next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Before we get to whatever a house purse is, a couple of talkbacks. We've been talking about your fiance, Jess. Uh-huh. He's on a boys trip in Croatia. And Graham, you said it's yacht week. But you said it's more than a week? It's like yacht weeks?
I think there's a lot of yacht week festivities that go on. I don't know if it's a specific week. I just know that everybody's out on boats. Just it looks partying. Like a wild party. Yeah.
Damn, Jess, your man is a very lucky man. After looking at some photos from past Croatia yacht parties, I know my lady damn sure wouldn't let me go to that thing. All right, y'all. You have a good one.
Hey, you too. Thank you for that.
Yikes.
Yeah, if you're curious about what it is, just type in Croatia.
He did
yacht
say,
week
though, he did say there Instagram. Were apparently the week before he went, there were 67 boats. There were only 17 this time. So I was like, whoo, that's a lot better.
It's a smaller
67
week.
67 boats? That's, that's crazy. Yeah.
Morning, JV show. This is Nadette from San Jose. Regarding Selena's caffeine intake, yes. Your body gets used to it, and then you're going to need more and more. So I would suggest, like she's saying, every now and again, just cut back a little bit because, your body's going to get used to it. I went through that a while ago, and now I finally don't have coffee every day. But, you want to be careful. Love you guys. Have a great Monday.
The dangerous games. Woo-hoo. You got to keep up in, you know, the amount.
Yep.
Yeah, Selena, you're...
I can't help it, though.
It's a slippery
too late.
Slope.
It's too late. The slope has been slipped.
Okay, all right. So just we'll give, at least we tried. We can wash our hands of this, and
I
it's
appreciate
on you.
You looking
a
out.
Lot of addictions in this room.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Only one that I can think of. Selena's caffeine.
Well, your gambling addiction.
Yeah, that's not an addiction.
We'll save that for another time.
I'm still
time.
In the denial phase of the addiction.
Anyways, okay. Well, then it doesn't count. Right.
Yeah, what's a house purse?
Okay, a house purse. Maybe you guys already have one of these in your house. It's either some sort of purse, some sort of basket or caddy where you throw a bunch of stuff on there that you typically need in different rooms of the house that you just want to be taking with you. And it makes it easier for you to be carrying stuff.
You carry it around from room to room?
Yes.
Like what goes in a house purse that you so desperately need?
Some people put their iPad in there, their Kindle in there. They also have maybe like their cup with their water in there.
Oh, the Stanley.
Yeah,
the Stanley
cup
in there.
Your LaBooBoo. Anything from your LaBooBoo, of course.
Yeah, you need
course.
A LaBooBoo in there.
Or LaFooFoo.
Yeah, LaFooFoo.
We're judging, though.
They have their phone in there, remotes. Basically,
and you're just carrying it around all day at home?
Well, because think about it. If the number one thing that you lose in the house sometimes is the remote, right? But if you have a designated spot for it, then you're good to go. Now, I don't see why you would have to take the remote from the living room to the room.
Right, that doesn't make sense.
But at least you have one spot where anything that you could need, you know it's there. At least your main essentials for the day.
I thought that's what coffee tables were for. You put all that junk on the coffee table.
It's like my remote has a spot and that's where it is.
Right.
But you don't want I'm not going to carry it around all day in my house purse.
But it's not a purse that you're like holding on your shoulder.
Oh, so it's not on you?
It's kind of like a little caddy.
It's like a little picnic basket.
Yeah, like a little pickup basket that you can have maybe in the corner, which is better because then you don't have the clutter on your coffee table.
Okay, that's fine. I'm all for less clutter, but wouldn't it be annoying you walk from the kitchen upstairs to your bedroom and you're like, dang it, I got to go back down there. I left my house purse down there. And then you walk down there and then, of course, by the time you get back down, you forget what you're doing there.
Yeah.
So then you go all the way back upstairs and you're like, that's what it was. I forgot my house purse. And then you got to go back downstairs and find it again. Like, I don't need something I need to remember to bring with me room to room. Also, there aren't really that many items that I would need room to room other than my phone. And guys are lucky because all of our clothing has pockets and it goes in there. And every time, every now and again, you wear that one pair of basketball shorts or something or running shorts that don't have pockets. And you're like,
it's the worst.
And you get down to take it. You get into the bathroom, take a number two. And you're like, where's my phone? I need something to scroll. And it's not there. It's because you wore shorts with no pockets.
But if you had a house purse, then that you would have everything in one spot.
If men's clothing did not generally have pockets, then I could see the need for a house purse.
I don't see the need for this
keep
at
my
all.
Phone in.
This is similar to the purse bowl. Did you guys ever hear of the purse bowl? That is where basically you have some sort of bowl. I feel like I'm saying bowl really weird. I hope I'm saying it correctly. It just doesn't sound.
You're just enunciating it very hard, but bowl.
Bowl.
Bowl. Okay.
So people put a bowl out by their door.
Why is she saying
mainly
bowl
ladies.
So weird?
I don't know. She's saying it so hard.
So hard. Ladies put a bowl right before.
Not a bowl. A bowl.
A bowl.
What do they put in the bowl? I get to the story.
It's killing me. They put a bowl by the door. And they basically, like, when they return from anywhere, they dump anything in their purse in that bowl that they are going to need later.
I can't get past how she's saying bowl.
So that they can.
I can't hear anything else.
Because, you know, sometimes you use different purses, right? So before leaving the house, you have essentials that you put in there, whether it's like lip gloss, your keys, extra like scrunchies, like any random things that you may need in your purse, but you just have it in a bowl so
makes
that
the transfer easier.
Yeah, it makes the transfer easier for your different purses that you need.
A purse bowl.
I don't know. This makes it more complicated for me. I like my system where I just have things spread out, but I know where everything is.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah, anytime I try to be organized with my lipsticks or anything really, it backfires.
Jess, are you on board with the house purse concept?
I think I am because I rather have everything in one little spot than my coffee table be all junk. But also, I don't even have a TV in my living room. So
what do you need a house purse for? And it's like, God forbid, you have to walk to the counter and pick up your water bottle. Like,
yeah.
It's right there. You're walking by anyways.
Sometimes I'm watching a show and it's really good and I don't want to pause it. And I would really like to have a drink of water and it would help if I had my house purse with me.
If my buddies walked into my house and then there I was carrying a little basket with me room to room, like we already know what would happen.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So Lil Tay, you guys remember Lil Tay, right? She went viral as a child, and then she kind of fell off. And more recently, she
faked her own death.
She faked her own death, and that's how we found out about her again, or a lot of people for the very first time. Well, she turned 18 on July 29th, and on Saturday, over the weekend, she launched an OnlyFans account, and she's claiming that she's already made millions.
You already know what the going on. We just broke the link record with the youngest link of the century. $1 million in a couple hours. I'm still the youngest one doing it. For all the grown-ass haters who've been hating since I was 9 years old, look at me now. What y'all got to say? Y'all been doubting me for 7 years. You can hate on me all you want. You can't say Lil Tay ain't winning.
She shared a screenshot that showed she earned, and this is just a few hours after her OnlyFans account went active, and she shared the link. It showed she made $1,024,298, and that was based on subscriptions, tips, and messages. She also claimed, because I think people had some questions, she says that the content that's on her OnlyFans was made moments after she turned 18, none of it before.
No, I don't believe that she made that much.
What kind of content?
You don't believe she made that much?
I don't believe she made that much. We've heard lies from her in the past, right? So this is, I feel like it's super easy to fabricate some sort of picture of like, oh yeah, this is how much I made. But if nobody has been talking about her, you think people are like, oh my gosh, I just remember.
Here's what we know. There's a lot of sickos out there. When Bad Baby turned 18 and she started an OnlyFans, same thing. Made millions.
I feel like Bad Baby was a little bit more out there at that time, though. Because nobody's been talking about Lil Tay.
No one talks about her, but she has 2.3 million followers that she shared the link with. So
there you go.
Jesus.
So while the mainstream media didn't hear about this happening, everybody that follows her on social media,
and there's a lot.
That thing spreads around, and then next thing you know.
That's gross.
Gross? Yes. I know. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And does she rant like that and yell at you the entire time with the content that she's posting? I feel like people want
her content.
I feel like people probably want that, right? You know, she maintains that same character.
I mean, that's how she got famous. Like, you have to keep it.
I mean, when you started...
Or else, who is Lil Tay?
Yeah, when you started playing the clip, I thought you were playing an old clip of when she was.
No, that's her now.
She sounds exactly the same.
I know. Did you hear MGK said that he was almost in Sinners? Did you end up watching the movie, Graham?
I haven't, but I've had so many people tell me that it's really, really good. I really liked it.
And I said it was confusing at first. I thought it was like a Western movie, but no, it was like...
Well, talk Max let you have
vampires.
It about that.
Vampires, yeah, it was a mix
it's
of everything.
It's not Western.
But it's really, really good. Anyway, so MGK, he was on the Pat McAfee show, and he was talking about how there's a lot of movies and shows that drop, and he always thinks to himself, like, oh, I was supposed to be in that, or I auditioned for that. And he said, Sinners, for example, he was supposed to be in that. They set him up to do an audition and he goes, but ultimately they turned him down because he refused to say the N-word during the audition.
Okay, well, then he wasn't supposed to be in that. He could say, I was considered for the role.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's a big difference between I was supposed to be in that. Like, they offered me the thing. It was almost a done deal. And then I decided I had to go out on tour and we couldn't shoot the movie. No, you left during the audition. You know, like.
Yeah, it's not like the role was guaranteed to you. You still had to audition.
Right.
Right.
So, just a teensy difference.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, pretty scary scene this past weekend near Vancouver. Reports came in of somebody yelling for help near a popular rock climbing area, fearing that somebody had possibly taken a fall and been seriously injured. A couple of hikers that were in the area that could hear these cries for help, they just couldn't pinpoint where they were coming from, so they traversed the area looking, still couldn't find this person, and the cries for help did not stop, so they called 911. There was a mountaineering, like, search and rescue crew that was training in the area, so that was good. They immediately jumped into action, split up into two teams, and began searching for where these calls for help were coming from. They did eventually find the person that was making these calls, it turns out it was just a guy camping in the woods that was singing Nickelback songs really, really loud.
Are you serious?
And apparently he was not a very good singer. I thought, just because of this story, look, there was no actual injury and no tragedy involved, and it was just some really, really horrible singing. I thought maybe here on the JV show we could hear some horrible singing of our own. So what I did is pull a Nickelback song, and I thought maybe Jess could be the one to really belt out the tunes, but make it sound like you're in pain and dying at the bottom of the cliff, too.
Okay.
Which is what Nickelback sort of sounds like, anyways.
Wait. Let me put, like, my hair over my eye, because I feel like
will she be singing along to Nickelback,
like,
sing solo? Okay.
Yeah, sing along with it.
Okay. All right, are we ready?
Uh-huh.
I guess. This is how you remind me of what?
Louder, Jess.
Not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story. Mistaken for handing you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down, been to the bottom of every bottle. These five words in my head scream, are we having fun yet? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was like
that was painful to listen to.
I kind of lost the rhythm at the end.
Let's put the hiker out of their misery.
Yeah. Next,
nailed it
on the JV show. Let's talk about our photos from home. And Graham, we haven't heard from you about how your weekend was, so it's all next here on Wild.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Graham!
Oh, no.
We've got some explaining to do.
I do.
Why did you just send a picture of yourself to your friend's wife?
It was not a picture of me, luckily. It was going to be my photo from home. I meant to send it to Jess C., who was on our show, but I sent it to Jess in my phone, which is my buddy Garrett's wife. She's going to be like, what the hell is this? It's not the first time that's happened either.
We'll get to our photos from home in just a second. By the way, we are the Oopsies. JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Graham, how was the weekend?
You guys, it was a good weekend, other than the major FOMO I was having from not going to the Morgan Wallen concert, because everybody else I knew was posting from there, and it was so cool to see him bring out Barry Bonds and Steve Young and George Kittle and Trent Williams, and I was just like, oh, I could have been at that concert because the boss offered me some tickets for Friday.
Yep.
And I turned them down because I had to go up to Chico. That's where my parents and my older brother live. And my parents had taken our kids along with my brother's kids and my sister's kids for the entire week for what they call cousins camp or grandpa camp or whatever. And it was awesome. It was, they had all those little cousins, they're all under, you know, 11 years old and under, and they all just love each other. And they just like, it's the time of their life. And it was fun. I mean, it was fun for us because we were kid free for the week, but you know, just the memories that they got. And my parents, like, shout out to them because they had a just completely loaded itinerary of activities that they took them on throughout the week, which would be exhausting. They, again, six little kids, and my parents, you know, they're kind of old. And they,
that's crazy. They took,
they took them to the trampoline park. They took them to a rock climbing thing. They went to the movies. They even had them collect golf balls from this golf course that's nearby where my parents live. They like went hiking and, you know, through the bushes and the hills, picked up all the golf balls they could find, of which they found like 200 of them.
Oh my God.
And then they cleaned them up, and then they set up a little stand where along one of the holes and where they were selling them to golfers during the day. They made like $200. They were selling,
what?
Selling golf balls out there. Little entrepreneurs were out there just, you know,
that's cool,
making money. It was very cool. They had them super busy. The one thing that I found was so impressive, and this is going to be my photo from home, was that my mom posted this huge chart of all the chores they had to do.
What?
And so I was getting pictures during the week, and this is
chores?
One of them is my photo from home, JV Morning Show on Instagram, is like, you see my daughter Quinn, she's washing the windows at my parents' house, and then one of her cousins there in the background is vacuuming. Every single day, they each were given different chores that included, yeah, washing the windows and making the beds.
Look at that.
And like just doing work. And my parents said they didn't get one single complaint from them. And that kind of made me mad because why can't I get them to do this stuff at my house? They were making their own lunch and doing all the chores, and it was just like, why, when I asked them to do this stuff
at a different house?
Yeah. I guess, but I mean, the place was spotless, you guys. Some one person would have to do the countertops, and one, I mean, it was incredible.
I love that.
But also very frustrating.
Yeah. That they, and then all that goes out the window when they come back to
oh,
you.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. No, no. I'm just
and
getting
the attitude returns.
Oh, so much attitude. It was nice being up in Chico because it was hot up there. And it was like, okay, actual summer weather. It was 95, you know, and up some of the days. And my brother has a pool there, so we went swimming on Saturday. And that was like, then I felt like, okay, summer has arrived.
Summer's here.
The one kind of funny thing was my nephew, the oldest of the cousins, I think he's 11, mm-hmm. might be 12. He plays water polo like very seriously. He's like on the junior national team or
oh my
something.
God.
He's really good at water polo. And so we were both in the pool. And
that's, you used to play water polo, right?
Yeah, a little bit. And he challenged me to a race. And I was like, you don't want this smoke, bro. And thinking I could beat him. But like, I haven't tried swimming fast in years, you know. I don't know. Do I still got it? Turns out I do, you guys. I absolutely smoked him, despite the fact that the second that I pushed off the wall, I got a cramp in both my calves, and it hurt like crazy. Still hurts. But I blew past him. I swam so fast that my swim trunks came off, and I mooned my entire family. But like, you can't stop. Like, I wasn't about to lose. Gosh. I wasn't about to lose that race. But yeah,
that's disgusting.
My whole family saw my butt.
Ew, that's so gross.
But, you were wet from your butt.
I was I was definitely wet from my butt, but it was worth it because I got the win.
Wet from my butt?
Did part of you consider like he's a kid? Let me let him win, or was it no?
You know me game better. On. You know me better than that.
Selena. You're the most competitive person I know.
You play to win the game. Yeah.
All right, so the kid's cleaning. That is your photo from home. I'm looking at it now. Very cute. Look at Quinn wiping down the windows. My photo, we went out to eat in San Jose. Excuse me, on Saturday. We did a Korean barbecue at Q-Pot. So good. I haven't had Korean barbecue in years. So it was really, really good. That's me and my son there.
Aw, cute. Mine, it was self-care Sunday, so I did a little face mask. Very ugly picture. Jump scare.
Seriously.
I'm wearing like this face mask that had a bunch of, you can't really tell. I wish you could see the little strawberries that I had on it because it looked cuter than
I thought
in the picture.
You were covering some kind of rash on your face.
Like chicken pox or something.
It does kind of look like that. No, it had little strawberries on it, but somehow it almost made my eyebrows disappear. Like it made my eyebrows look like just two lines. I promise.
Like, I have two eyebrows. Perfectly straight lines.
Yeah, that is weird.
I have regular eyebrows under there, but
sure
you know,
you do.
Sometimes you just need to do a little face mask. And
to self-care.
Self-care, relaxation.
So check out all of those photos. They're up now on our Instagram, JV Morning Show. Give us a follow.
Why
yeah,
not?
We're at 10K.
Woo!
Oh, look at that. We made it.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. Listening to you guys completely by your podcast all summer because I didn't get up early and go in my car. So kids have maze day, so I'm back in my car. And I just have to say, I miss listening to you guys live. So I just wanted to say that and that we're back. Summer's over, which is kind of sad. But I love you guys. Have a good day.
Hey, it sucks that summer's over, but we're so happy you're back.
Yeah,
yes.
But unfortunately, I just got an email from the boss. Too little, yes. Too late. And I don't know that we're going to make it until the start of school.
Dang it. No. So, we still might lose our jobs.
It was a hell of a try, though. Thank
no,
you.
No, but welcome
you.
Back.
All right. I think she was listening to the podcast. That's
we
a real one.
That.
That's a real
yes.
one.
Yes. All right.
Some people
JV.
Just hit the snooze altogether.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.